Okay. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, our dear delegates, experts, members of the private sector, civil society represented here, and the academia. My name is Elizabeth Gashwele, and I work for the Secretariat as an Economic Affairs Officer. And I bring to you this afternoon the report of the Working Group on Electronic Commerce. Last year, during the IGE, on its seventh session on Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Consumer Protection Law and Policy, held here in Geneva, the Working Group on Competition on Consumer Protection and E-commerce was given the mandate to continue the work as described in the IG conclusions of last year, and to discuss and implement the work plan that was to be agreed among the members of the steering group. As part of the work, a steering group was set up, which held three meetings to coordinate the working group issues that were being discussed. And it was also agreed that the Secretariat would work with Professor Christine Reifer from the University of Reading, who would coordinate the work of the working group on e-commerce in collaboration with the Secretariat. The focus of the working group was on artificial intelligence, what is called the AI, risk and tools for enforcement and vulnerable consumers. The working group on e-commerce endeavored to avoid overlaps of work being undertaken by other organizations who work on the same subject matter, and to provide added value to the participants while exploring concrete outputs. For this, the working group focused on producing accessible outputs designed to assist national consumer agencies, such as webinars and other brief materials. Within this framework, the working group held and hosted three webinars that were very popular with the membership, two on artificial intelligence and one on vulnerable consumers in digital markets. Within the scope of artificial intelligence, two webinars which covered artificial intelligence and consumer protection risks for consumers, led by India, and AI and consumer protection, harnessing technology to better enforce consumer law, led by Poland. On vulnerable consumers, a webinar on protection of vulnerable consumers on digital markets, which was focusing on children, was held and was led by Sweden. Arising from the information gathered from the webinars held by the working group, two draft technical notes have been prepared, one on the use of artificial intelligence by consumers and consumer law enforcement, and the second one on vulnerable consumers and e-commerce. The key elements of the draft technical notes will briefly be presented by the coordinator, Professor Reifer, after this presentation. In that regard, the working group continued to work on cross-border, which started in 2022, this time led by Argentina, UK, and US, to put together tools to facilitate cross-border exchanges and collaboration among consumer agencies. This took the form of generic email compilation, which with information from consumer agencies. Generic email is aimed to facilitate information sharing on cross-border cases between agencies, and the Secretariat collected the generic emails and compiled a master list that is now available for consultation by all UN Trade and Development member states. In addition, the United States of America prepared a compilation of registration that touch over consumer protection on cross-border issues in some African countries. And now finally, the working group is requesting the renewal of its mandate to address the, or to continue addressing the risks posed by artificial intelligence to consumers and to develop principles or checklists for enforcement authorities and businesses, and explore technology transfer issues among other competition consumer protection agencies, and continue working on vulnerable consumers and focusing on a different vulnerable group, like we have already said we did on children, as well as continue with webinars and technical notes or briefs while ensuring that contributions avoid overlaps with other international networks and organizations. And as is the practice for this time, the working group is expected to report to continue of the work of on the 9th United Nations Conference on Review of All Aspects of UN SET in 2025. All the minutes and documentation of the working group on e-commerce are available on ANCTAD website. Thank you, Madam Chair.